these words, you may need to write them down. These things came to me prophetically while we're praying sometime this week. Knowing how to live in health liberty. I never heard those words before, because we say that the church have not taught a whole lot about health, and the believers been fighting like a regular person to try to stay on top in that area, going through the same things, and then they had a, but we have such a great advantage by being Christian. We have such a great opportunity to function in the three things we're praying about, an atmosphere of health, an anointing of health, and the ability to receive it. That's what the intercessor has been praying about. An atmosphere of health, an anointing of health, and the ability to receive it. Now, knowing how to live in health liberty. Let me talk to you before we turn to a few scriptures. I want you to get the spiritual understanding of how to create an atmosphere of health. How many of y'all ever heard of intermittent fasting? How many of y'all ever did it? How long did you do it? It's actually a term I had not heard of for many years, but it give your body a chance to change everything. See the food blocking your body from working on what it need to work on. So it's so busy working with that, and you know we eat a lot. Yeah, three times a day, we gotta get it three times a day. But I want y'all to look at that and try to find something about that. And there's another word, I can't pronounce that word, autophagy. Autophagy. How many, huh?
Autophagy.
How many of y'all ever heard that word? Hey, tell me the truth now. You never heard of that, huh? Look it up. What it is that when you on that fast, it created autophagy. It start eating up the bad cells, eating up the disease. Eat disease up. You heard me?
Yes, sir.
So y'all look that up. We so far behind in so many things, we need to look those things up. And then the health anointing. We know about that in Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. So that means that health, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, if all the sicknesses and diseases are healed, that means you're in a healthy position, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, talk to me.
Yes, sir.
You know, if it's not right, you don't have to. And then there is, it's not, you know, in ministering the word, you can take good outline and record what the person said and didn't hear what God said to you. Doing the anointing, doing proper preaching or proper teaching, there's special messages that come to you while you're listening.
Yes, sir.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Now watch what I'm gonna say next. Tailor made for your case.
Yes.
So you can record everything I say, but you didn't hear God's voice. See, preaching is supposed to activate God's voice. And every time you come here, God has a special word just for you. But you got to know how to listen for it. You got to be intensively listening in the spirit for what God is saying to you about your situation. Because he's supposed to give you direction,
yeah,
instruction, and power to do it.
Yes,
what I said? That's what I want you listening for tonight. I want you to listen. I don't want you to listen for a great preacher.
Yes, sir.
I want you to listen. I prayed that you hear the voice of God, that God can take what is said and give you your answer or your direction of what to do, where you are right now, what it take to get you in your right place. All right? I'd been a jungle. I'd been a jungle in the church. I'd been a jungle in the system of getting the help. Come on, talk to me.
Yes.
It's been a jungle. Yep. And most of the time, we never reach it. Okay? Now, actually, you're supposed to live a long, healthy life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, very seldom you see it. A long, healthy life. I'm not talking about a long life didn't get sick. All right, so we're reading it, all right? So the ability to receive your help. All right, let me give you these three things. Health, signed by God. You can turn to Ephesians 1 now. Health, signed by God. God signed it. Delivered by Jesus and sealed by the Holy Spirit. That's where your health is. Your health, God endorsed it. God said, okay, I'll write off on it. He sent Jesus. Jesus brought it, and the Holy Spirit said, now I'm going to seal it. Now you as a believer have the right to have that threefold health, a health that is signed by God, delivered by Jesus, and sealed by the Holy Spirit. It's sealed because nobody can take it from you.
Yes, sir.
All right? All right, now listen, listen. We're not talking about mind health, M-I-N-D.
Uh-huh.
We're not talking about that kind of health. We're talking about health in the spirit.
Yes,
we're talking about sonship and daughter health.
Yes,
we're talking about divine, supernatural, unstoppable health. And I want you to hear the word I'm about to say now. May the Holy Ghost tell you exactly what he needs to tell you when I say it. Possible. See. To God, there's no impossible sickness for him to deliver you from. All right? All right, now, just let me talk to you a minute. 2 Corinthians 13:14. Here's the benediction on your health. 2 Corinthians 13:14. You may put it on the board, 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see it? Now, three things I want you to look for. There's health grace there. Health grace. Say health grace.
Health grace.
Now, I want you to be listening to what he said to you, because he's going to say some supernatural things to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes.
My sisters, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
My brothers, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, health grace. Health grace. Well, let me say it a way that would make you remember. Health grace is right now manifesting in your space. Now, nothing can stop the grace of God. The grace of God is God's favor. When God decides to give you a favor, nobody can stop it. And he has decided. All right. So health grace is in my space. Now, sickness and disease and no other power can stay where the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ lives. See, He want to walk into your health tonight. Now, the scripture is 2 Corinthians 13:14. All right. Health, love goes in place in my health tonight. In other words, tonight I'm going to receive my health grace. I'm going to receive my health love. And the third aspect of it is the communion of the Holy Ghost, which consists of health power and health instruction. Y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
You see, because the person sitting in front of you probably going to get different instruction. See, tailor-made. Tailor-made instruction. Write that down. Tailor-made instruction. But because it's going to be, I want to say it's a God, that word ain't, God don't speak clear all the time. Because he can't tell you everything because you got to have some faith to make it happen. So you may understand a part of it, but the other part you don't understand, but you got to have enough faith to accept it and act on it. You see, now never think about health later. It ain't coming. Health can't come later. I don't care what your body's saying. See, the functioning of God is always present tense.
That's right, sir.
See, God can't be God doing something later. He got to do it now. So everybody in your healed.
Right.
You're healthy now.
Right.
Now you got these three entities. You got your spirit, your soul, and your body. Your body lied to you. Your soul lied to you.
Right.
But you got to know the truth in your spirit.
Yes.
And when you really capture the truth in your spirit, your soul and body are going to line up. Because they know you more powerful than them. Because you, and they work for you. Your body is your employee. Your mind is your employee. Don't let your mind make you an instrument. Your mind is your instrument. And the way to control your mind is not by reading the Bible, it's by being present. In the now. Awareness.
Yes, sir.
Because they're always talking. Do your mind talk?
Yes, sir.
Oh, y'all gonna sit here and lie to me. Do your mind always telling you something?
Yes, sir.
All day long? How you get offended? How you get angry? How you get upset? Then you find out you were wrong. The point really didn't mean that. I'll preach after a while on my mellow a little bit right now. To walk in this area, because there's so much religious disturbance along this line, you're going to have to put yourself in a position to receive. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't want you to take these words because you know them, because I want the Holy Spirit to breathe on them. I want you to receive help revelation from God. Help revelation from God. I won't say from God 3, 4, 5. From God. 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 Help revelation from God. You know, they come through the Holy Spirit, and they come through Jesus, and they come through the Scripture, but I want to make sure it's from God. All right. All right. All right, I'll follow that. Turn to John 6:63. Let me follow this. Wait a minute. John 6:63. Because I really want to dig with you tonight, because you're the people that interested. I mean, some stay home, they come as they want, but you all really interested. And God got a word for you. Now, what I'm about to tell you now, you're gonna jump in your position of health. You're gonna speed up in it.
All right.
Because we're gonna call it quickened health. Mm-hmm. And there, John 6:63 give you a word quickening health operation of how it functions. It is the spirit that quickens. There it is right there. See, so the spirit in your body right now, I declare and decree, with no respect of sickness or disease or longevity or generational running, right now, because you're under the sound of my voice, I'm going to release the apostolic mantle on your body to receive quickening help from the Holy Ghost. Good God Almighty. On a Tuesday night. Quickening. You see, this is a help we have not seen, because we have been commercialized by help. Nobody else can give you help. They might can help you, but they can't give you help. Both words start with an H. One is help. The other one is help. The only person help can come from is God. So I want you to switch your confidence level. Your confidence level is too high somewhere else. Tonight I pray that the God, the Holy Ghost, impart to you full confidence in God and His Word to bring miracles, signs, and wonders and manifestation in your body that you can testify and glorify Him. Now let's dissect this scripture. It is the Spirit that quickened it. That word quickened means supernatural life. So we're talking about supernatural health. There's natural health. You go to natural, take vitamin, take medicine, stuff, and you try to get it together. But then there's God who made you. And He'll come do it supernaturally. Put mud in your eyes, spit on you, tell you to go wash. All that was just for your feet. All right, now, look at the scripture. Let's take this scripture so we can see it. Quickening health. I never had heard quickened health. Divine health, supernatural health. How the rest of your life to live in health dominion. All right, now notice the next statement in that verse. What is it? The flesh profited nothing. There's your flesh and every other flesh. Only a system, only God can heal you. I don't care who cut you. I don't care what they give you. It won't heal you. Only God can heal you. Now, I caught Tyler Mansey. I admit you can get assistance when you're in an emergency and you need help. You can be helped to hold you till God heals you. Now, if you take the holding for the help, you're in trouble. Because you're going to have to go back over and over again. You need to be working on it between visits. If you go back 6 months later, you ought to have another report. Your body ought to be saying something else. And a real good doctor will tell you something to change in you. I've seen him do it before. And he goes on to say the words. Now here's what we're missing at. The words that Leroy speaks to you. The words that Kenneth Hagin speak to you. The word, yeah, I call name. Fred and Ken both going in, and Kenny Copeland or Creflo Dollar or whatever. The word that they speak to you. No. See, those words has to be heard from God. That's the only way it's going to be quicker. Are you following me? So when you're listening, there's somebody else going to speak to you. They call Him the Holy Ghost. He produced life in that word. He go beyond the English vocabulary. And He give you God's vocabulary. And God's vocabulary, it is done. You see? Yeah, because everybody can't stop it. All right, let me learn more about that voice. The word that I speak to you. So I could preach you 3 hours and God never said nothing to you. You're so busy listening to me, you're not listening for God. That's what preachers do. They get you to listen to them. No, I want you to hear God. God needs to talk up in you tonight. See, that's some help. That's some help going to flow in you tonight. There's some changes going to be made in your body tonight. I'm telling you, I know where we are. We're in a zone here. Now look what he said the word is right here, because I'm just going to follow the Holy Ghost. He says, the words that I speak unto you, now if I don't speak them to you, they're not this. There'll never be spirit, and there'll never be life, unless I speak them to you. Now, he's not talking about sound. They got speakers on me and everything. Got speakers on me, got me all on the internet. So the volume is there. And I'm preaching the gospel, but the gospel is to activate God in you, to activate the Holy Spirit in you, to activate revelation in you, to activate a rhema in you, to activate, I got that in you. I mean, really got it. Activate your faith. When you leave here, when you're driving home, when you're going to work tomorrow, whatever you do tomorrow, your faith's still functioning. Until it arrives in manifestation. Listen, my brothers and sisters. Listen, my brothers and sisters online. I think we got almost 500 members online. I never thought I'd see today. And they're still coming in. John 6:63, listen very carefully now, I'm about to say something, is a revelation of personal health. Your health must be on your personal agenda. This is not a group deal. I have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, so I have a personal right to be healthy. You're going to have to make your health personal. Your health is not family business. Your health is not pharmaceutical business. And I can go on and on and on, because I'm not trying to make no enemies, but I'm trying to get the body of Christ to see that no one have more to do with your health than you. Look what we just found out. It's not what you eat, it's how much you eat. And how your body need a change. I knew that God had in Psalm 139:14, he fearfully and wonderfully made us, marvelous work. And I knew he kept telling me that body within itself, even if something attacked that body, he had built that body to attack back and win. But for so long, we were switched out from our bodies to some other way to get it done. Are you following me? The word in that voice, go back again to John 6:3. The word in that verse, spirit and life, you see that in there?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Now listen to what I'm about to say. The Holy Spirit said to me, that's divine health. Spirit and life is divine health. All right, Lord, I'll keep going. All right. I want you, especially as a member of this church, those online, my partners, I want you to meditate Word of God help. Yeah, I just want you to meditate it sometime. I know y'all got a lot of scripture, y'all know a lot of scripture. Then the Holy Spirit is going to take you some scripture and show it clear. Word of God help. And you need to see how it works. You know the scripture, but for your body to be healthy, there's going to have to be a division. Yeah, you're going to have to be a division. I think two scriptures can bring you closer to your health right now, right quick. It's Hebrews 4:12 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23, because there got to be a separation. You are not your body and your body not you. You are not your mind and your mind not you. You, I am. You remember Jesus? You remember Jesus in his ministry? Jesus, we didn't know what Jesus was doing. Jesus kept telling him, I am the door. I am the resurrection. I am the bread. I am the vine. He kept reminding himself that he was the same as God. Now I'll say something, and I'll stand up with the rejection and the rebellion. actually God, you can do what God do. You know why? God won't do it through you. It's Him all the time. But He has put apart His image, His divine nature is on Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit. They all live on the inside of you. But with help, we have been quenching the Spirit. And with help, we have been grieving the Spirit because we are dependent on everything more than we're dependent on God. Wow. Oh, we pray and we say and we confess, but we don't decree. Wow. See, confessing and decreeing is not the same thing. Decreeing it means so be it. I ain't gonna worry about it no more. I ain't talking about it no more. I don't care how it look. I don't care how I feel. It's done. Now, also he reminded me, and I wrote it on this piece of paper in a few minutes. Now, you got Hebrews 4:12, right? That's the word of God, a quick and powerful, and there's a division there. They gotta be your spirit, your soul, and your body. It has to be divided so God can deal with each one of them properly. All right? And then I believe a healthy person, I believe a sanctified person is healthy in their spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So we're not fully sanctified. Well, spiritual people say, I don't know how to pray in tongues 4 hours. You tell me I'm not sanctified? Well, get everything. Just get everything. All right. Now, y'all getting anywhere?
Yes, sir.
Now, when you understand the things by the Holy Ghost, what I've taught you tonight, the few things I've taught thus far for this almost a half hour, it just went almost fast. Your health now, you're listening? Are you listening? Because I'm about to say something. Your health now will flow through miracles, signs, and wonders.
Yes,
sir. No, y'all didn't get it. Because of what I have said to you earlier in this service, your health, if you heard it, and you let God talk to you, your health now going to flow through miracles, signs, and wonders. What? Let me take you somewhere. Because I want you to get that. I don't want to leave you without that that synchronizing in you. Your health will flow in miracles, signs. That's Hebrews. Let me see what it is. Because I want you to see something. Turn to Hebrews 2. And an apostle ministered in Hebrews 2:1. It's basically telling you how to receive. The first verse says, therefore ought to give the most honest heed. Turn it off the board. Take it off the board. Get in your Bible. Therefore we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Give the what? What do you mean by my most honest heed? Huh? I can't hear you. Maybe I ought to look it up in a translation or something. Well, look up a good translation. Therefore, I ought to give the most honest heed to the thing which we what? Have heard, right?
Yes,
look what the end of the voice says. That's at any time we should what? You mean to tell me you've been in church 30 years and kept letting your health slip? That's what have happened to us. See, when you want to receive from God, you can't run with the pattern. You got to be a pioneer. You got to be a pathfinder. See, that's where the apostolic were left out at. See, the apostolic were pioneer. In other words, they'll go somewhere nobody never been, said you can't go there. But there's always more, baby. So you got to be willing to flow, and you got to be willing to be flipped out of the group to receive what you need to receive from God. If you keep running around with everybody else, they know everything. No, nobody know everything. God's still talking. God's still revealing. And tonight he's telling you that your health will begin to come through miracles, signs, and wonders. You sit there like I didn't say nothing. It's because the words are too common to you. But he told me to tell you that. I'm not preaching it. I'm not just preaching. He said, speak it out. Tell them because of the insight about my word surgery. Then John 6:63 and Hebrews 4:12. And tell them, I talk to them about sanctified help. I never heard sanctified help. Help that cannot be contaminated. Let me say another word. Salvation help. Oh, no, let me say another word. Sealed help. See, God signed it, Jesus delivered it, and the Holy Spirit sealed it. Never let your body voice become louder than your spirit. Yes. Yes. Never let your soul act like it's your innermost being. It's just your inner man. So actually in health, I agree. I actually in the health aspect of the kingdom of God, we have grieved and quenched the Holy Spirit by depending on man more. That we're dependent on God. Now, I'm going to say something. We have prayed our practice prayer. But when you pray, you got to be receiving. You haven't prayed if one person is putting out. When you pray properly, two putting out. I see you healthy right now. I'm talking about living a long, healthy life. That word satisfied got to be mean healthy. And very few times, you know, I see people get up in age, but then everything start breaking down. You got quiet, y'all got. Because y'all think that's normal. I did too, but I know better. That's not normal. Because if listen to me though, if I agree with God, and if I don't let man and commercials and things pull me from helping take care of my body, if I don't eat at 11:30 at night and jump into bed. And get up in the morning, wonder why you don't feel good. I don't feel too good. No energy. I won't feel like getting up this morning. Your body been waiting all night long trying to keep you alive. All night long. I know because I've been there. Yep. That's why my boy, Darnell, has lost, how many pounds you lost, huh?
33.
How many?
33.
Montreal have lost, they come to my house every day and exercise by demand. Shauna, you haven't seen Shauna lately. You haven't seen Deidre lately. They got to get a whole new wardrobe. Oh, my God. Hebrews 2, verse 1. What was my case there? What I went there for? What else? What I'm telling you about? Huh? You got to know how to receive it? And not let the system take it from you or something like that? Huh? Now, I want you to look at these verses. Oh, I know what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about your help is coming through miracles, signs, and wonders. Right? You remember I talk about that? Wait a minute, let me say that now. I want that to go down. I want, online. I want you to hear this. I said on behalf of God, your help is coming through miracles, signs, and wonders. So now you don't have to try to figure it out because it's going to come in a miracle. As you believe in God, it's going to come in a sign. It's going to come in a wonder, meaning I got it, but I can't explain it. He did it. I hear the Spirit of God saying, I want you to start giving gratitude for your help right now. And on a daily basis, because I got a confession for you, and I got a scripture I'm going to give at the end. I'm going to pass it out to you. Confession I make every day. I want you to make it every day. I got a scripture, then I got a confession. Part of the confession is, I'm power, I'm energy, I'm healthy. All of my cells healthy. All of my organs are healthy. I'm going to give it to you. I want you to have it. Those of you, if you think enough to be out here tonight, you come, most of you over here Sunday, and you're here tonight, you're wise people. You're wise people. COVID wasn't the last. Whatever else coming up, you're going to be so strong, you'll spit on it. Because you're going to have revelation. You're going to have understanding. It kind of caught us off guard, you know. And God told me, go back to teaching on health. Get my people ready for it. Let me say this for you before I go to that voice. I want to say some things because I'm still teaching from Sunday. My health is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. All right, you got that? Holy Spirit sealed my health. And then I really taught on permitting the Holy Spirit to manifest and seal your health. Listen to them two words now. Manifest. Notice he's not asking no permission. Because satanic power and your mistake can't stop it when you turn to him.
Yes, sir.
Because your mistake is where Satan tricked you at. All of us been tricked by Satan. Okay. Now, hallelujah. Say it again.
Hallelujah.
Try to get it down your spirit. Say it one more time.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, you're in a different position.
Yes, sir.
You're not just in a scripture position, but you're in an open scripture position. That your manifestation or your miracle or your sign or your wonder, I'm not talking about waiting, I'm talking about immediately. Straight away. Or suddenly, you might lay down with something and get up with nothing. See, it just is going to happen like that. But I got to have you with the expectation of an explosion of help. Now, what you got to see. Yeah, what you got to hear. And he keep telling me this. Ever since he had called me to be an apostle and I answered, he keep telling me this, and he told me this about hell. Only a remnant of the body of Christ gonna walk in this kind of hell. Only a remnant. Because to walk in this kind of hell, you gotta live righteous. You gotta live under revelation. And you gotta know how to receive a rhema word. That's what I'm training y'all to do. See, pause and wait on it. Now, here in Hebrews 2, it said, therefore, for verse 1, and I want you to see this, therefore, we ought to give the most honest heed to the things which we have heard. Aren't you hearing something tonight?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Lest at any time, we should let them slip. Now, what happened when you let them slip? Let me give you a voice. What happened when you let them slip? You changed. John 10:10. When you let them, he come right back there still, kill and destroy. He stopped you from getting to that I am. What? Go to John. Put your finger there and go to John 10:10. The thief coming not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He can't steal, he can't kill, and he can't destroy when you walk in a revelation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See, the thief got to stop you from getting into your I am position. In John 10:10. See, every time Jesus say I am, I can say it too. You know why? Because of Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with him. And I'm living by his faith. And his grace. And his help. How could Jesus be a man and stay in hell? He was a man. See, what God did with Jesus is put Jesus down here as the church, how the church should live. Right in the middle of it, but it couldn't do him nothing. You remember in the 17th chapter, what is John or 7, Matthew, John, because the 17th chapter of Matthew is Mount Transfiguration. When Jesus prayed, the glory that I had, I pray that you give it to them. Yeah. So you got that same glory. The same glory that Jesus lived in when he was here on earth is in your I am. Y'all don't say I am enough. Y'all don't say I am healthy. I am rich. I am happy. I am full of joy. I am is your authority. Won't you say some of it tomorrow? Stop saying all the other old crazy stuff. You can't say it in front of everybody. Your people you work with, don't be saying it out in front of them. They're going to think you're crazy because they don't have the revelation of it. So go in the bathroom and just say it about 14 times and come back out. How y'all doing? Because you are. Are you listening to me? Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. I am. It's your identity. Now, let me tell you what I am getting rid of. The past. The future. Bringing you. See, if you're not, people praying for God's presence. God don't never leave. You know who left? You left. You went to church Sunday. Monday you left him. You'll see him Tuesday. And he was always there. So he can't manifest because you ain't got no faith. You so busy doing all your other stuff. You follow what I'm saying? No, I know nobody there. I'm just talking to other people out there. I know y'all doing y'all. But see, every time you believe God absent, God is never absent. You know, I don't even have to pray for God present. He's always there. So I pray to make sure I stay in prison. In his presence, and then there he is. God, I'm a present. So we spend hours, Lord, stop by here. Stop by here for what? I can't stop by here. I'm already here. I'm here. Listen, you heard what I say? I am here. No, I ain't talking about I'm here present. I am here. There wouldn't be no here if I wasn't there. You see what he said? We praying for it. So. Now, why don't I have my help? Hebrews 11 and 1. Your help is always in the now. Huh? Hebrews 11 and 6. That's where you're held at. Believing that he is. When you believe that he is, it's done. But you're going to train yourself because you got this mass mind. And this mental noise always rattling something off.
Yeah.
Oh. I tell you, I'm going to give you a secret. I learned studying psychology and studying. I'm going to give you a secret. I'm going to tell you how to catch your mind. Just listen. Ain't going to say nothing. Your mind ain't going to say. If you stay there, if you're real, you stay there and listen. For your mind to say something, your mind ain't going to say nothing because it don't want you to know it's been running your life. And it's not going to say nothing.
Go ahead, try it. Ain't gonna say nothing.
I said, all right, I'm gonna see what he's gonna say next. Ain't saying nothing. See, crooks don't give their hand. See, I want y'all to listen. Listen. Give me a few more minutes. Listen. Therefore, go back to Hebrews 2, because I want you to see this about these miracle signs and wonders, how we miss them. Therefore, ought to give the most honest, I mean, not just listen, most honest heed. You find a translation?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
The Passion Translation.
The Passion. Now, go ahead.
It says, this is why it's so crucial.
Well, let me repeat after you. This is as Hebrew 2:1, right? Hebrew 2:1?
Yes, sir.
This is why it's so crucial
that we be all the more engaged.
That we be all the more engaged
and attentive
to the truth
that we have heard. So we do not drift off course.
Now, when he was reading, you all know this. Are you going to know it right now? That's Proverbs 4:20. Your help is hidden in Proverbs 4:20. Turn there. 20, 21, and 22. Help is hidden in you attending to the word properly. Where the word become quickened, or the word become a rhema, or a word become personal to you. See, God give all his children personal word. Sometime private. Right. Yeah. My son attended my word. Incline. See, when you intend, now you're able to incline. My son attended my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. In other words, lock in. For their what? Help? Huh? Who said that? For their help to those that what? Find them. That's what it said.
Life
to those that find them and help to some of your flesh. Three quarters of it. Half of it. What does God mean, help to all your flesh? Is he big enough to do that? Help to all my flesh. I mean my toes, my ears, my brain. My son, attend to my word. Incline now hear to my saying. For their life to those that find them. Life without struggle, life without sickness and disease, life without somebody got to be waiting on you all the time. Help to, how much, how do you feel? Let me ask you a question. Are we going to call God a fat foot liar? Are we going to yield to the aspect that Jesus is the Messiah? He's the master. Well, he backed me up now. Jesus backed me up now. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the master. So I don't care what theological school you went to. And I don't care how long you've been studying the Bible. Jesus is the master. I'm going with Jesus. Now, here's another aspect that's real. Will take you through the stages if you have to go through them for a while. Hebrews 12:2. While you're attending, keep your eyes on somebody. Looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. See, from the night forward, I don't care what kind of ailment you're going through or some of your loved ones, you ought to have a joy because you know you're just going through it. So you can't listen to your mind talking about, it might be cut off. or you ain't gonna make it. No, get up and say, I got joy. Can you see this? Looking at Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy was set before him, see, he had joy because he knew he wasn't gonna be in it. That endured the cross, despising the shame where he is now. Sitting at the right hand of the Father. See, and your health, that's where your health at. Because the Bible told me that we're seated with him. Class, listen to me. You have to make withdrawals on those anointed. You have to make withdrawals on those revelations. You can't be religiously and ritually satisfied. Okay? You can't be looking for emotion more than you're looking for emerging in the spirit. See, you've had, I'm not talking about Leroy and I, you've had a powerful night tonight. One of the most powerful nights you ever had, because you've been taken down deeper in the realm of your health. Stop taking what your grandma had. I love grandma, but I don't want her sickness. You don't have to take it. Because some of the things you've been taught, grandma didn't know it. If grandma and them got in the spirit, if grandma been taught this stuff, grandma still be here. Hey, girl, why you walking so slow? Because she'd catch a hold of it. But we're in a generation that's kind of jiving. And we got to go beyond and below this generation and move in the spirit. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Huh? Am I talking to you?
Yes,
we got to go deeper. Stay longer. Give him thanks when you can't see nothing. Because he knew he's not a man that he's going to lie. If he said he's going to make it good. Praise him when things don't look like they're going right. I'm just going to praise you anyhow. Paul and Silas prayed in jail. There wasn't no time to be praising and jumping around, but they knew something. And when they praised, the earthquake came because they was praising. Paul was supposed to die when that snake bit him. Paul shook the snake in the fire. And the other people around him, he ain't gonna die. Everybody else don't see that snake bit die. They didn't know what Paul knew. You're not a regular person. Look to me. You not a regular person. You a child of God. You anointed. Huh? Somebody lift your hand and praise him. I'm expecting help to flow like never before. Supernatural help. Divine help. Christ-like help. God kind of help. Holy Ghost help. Word help. Kingdom help. Good God Almighty. But y'all got to take it in. I give it to you. You got to take it in. I'm trying to read the scripture for our clothes. Listen. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, I'm in verse 2, in every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense, a reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? I told you your health in your salvation too. But did the first begin to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Verse 4. Say, my health is in that voice. God also bearing them with both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. It is his will for you to have it. Let me close with this. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders with divers miracles. Give it back to me, Lord, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Y'all got it. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But I got it wrote down in my notes somewhere where about the, power gifts help. You know, it's nine gifts. But I've been praying over the power gift. Now, they operate gifts, administration, and operation. And they operate as the Spirit will, but I know the Spirit is willing. If you create the right atmosphere, those gifts gonna move. You know, we're coming to a supernatural camp meeting pretty soon. And I'm preparing for that. But there's the three power gifts. Then 1 Corinthians 12. He said that they all are given to us to profit withal. And there's one called special faith. That's a faith that can't be stopped. That's a faith that your faith had brought you so far, God take over. Wow. Working of miracles. There's in that 1 Corinthians 12. Look at the first 10 verses. I'm not going to go to it. And gifts of healing. I believe when I'm teaching in this van, we apostolically teaching to the whole body of Christ. All of them not going to hear. But did you know the whole body of Christ need to hear this?
Yes, sir.
I'm teaching in fear, weakness, and trembling. Not with enticing word of man wisdom,
yes, sir.
But in demonstration,
yes, sir.
Of the Spirit and of power. Because I don't have any men to do this. So he got to get all the glory.
Yes.
More time, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just shifting when he tell me shift. Huh?
Yes,
so now, a sign, oneness, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. But these power gifts, I've been praying about, God, you can't make him do it, but just activate him. But I believe if you put enough of his word out.
Uh-huh.
I went back to some testimony. A lady, ankle was swollen 26 years. I was in the middle of a service and I stopped and I said, somebody ankle swollen. That happened in 2020. Somebody ankle swollen. I said, ankle going down now. The lady said, her ankle went down instantly.
Yeah.
Letter on my desk, I reread it. She'd been walking with a swollen ankle for 26 years and immediately God, I said, I'm just mailman. I ain't know what I was saying. I said, somebody, I stopped in the middle of service, she said. That was God. If you preach his word, he'll do something. Oh, my time out. Don't give up. Don't cave in. And don't follow your clamoring mind. Your mind, your faith worked by another mind. Your faith worked by the mind of Christ, the mind of the Spirit, a renewed, transformed mind. But your regular mind is a beast.
Yeah.
I don't care how much psychology, I don't care if you know, I'm okay, you okay, do you run in your zone? I read all that. Pulling your arm string, read all that. The one year they had the law of attraction. They ain't talking about the law of distraction.
Yes.
Distracting you from God.
Yes, sir.
So I had to finish Sunday. Write this down. Paid for help. John 19:20, he said, it is finished. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, you bought with a price. Galatians 3:13-14, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. All right, you have what I'm going to close with, class. According to Acts 10:28. God, pass those things out quickly. And God has given, Jay, I need to look at my desk. See, the left drawer of my desk, it got two long cards talking about seed. You're going to know you're going to see it in my left side of my desk. I think it's the top of the second drawer. Got two cards in there talking about seed. Bring them right quick because I want to give them one of them. I've been given a God-given health, power, anointing. Acts 10:28, 38. I've been given a God-given, so now I not only gonna get healed and be healthy myself, I'm gonna lay hand on my family, and I'm gonna lay hand when I'm out about, when God bumped me sometime. He'll do that. He'll bump you. Great. Say something to that person. All you got to do is say it, and that person will give you an opening to do exactly what he wants you to do. That's that confession, the 91st Psalm personalized, and the confession that go with it. When you rise up in the morning, before you do anything else, you can get your drink of water. But make that confession. I'm going to make it with you tonight. You find them, Jay? They're cars. No, they're brown and something card. I got them somewhere there. Keep looking for them. It's, look, strip of card by this long. And by this, look, by this wide. I had them on my hand today. I don't know. They wasn't in that second draw? You look at both drawers? Yeah, well, look for it. Let's look for it. If I don't get out, I'll deal with it. Where we at now? Let's see. We're making this confession. I thought I had one in my, thought I had put one in here. Oh, they bring me one. Bring me one up here. Y'all stand up. Don't act like we're not about to do something. I didn't know it was three sheet. I mean, what are you doing being three sheet? Well, you give me two, huh? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got one? There you go. Yeah, that's what I need, Jay. That's what I need. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
I dwell.
I dwell.
No, I dwell it.
I dwell.
Yeah, dwell. You got to dwell it. Stay there. I dwell it in the secret place. Of the Most High, and I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Come on, read this, Leroy. I done did all this, man. I ain't reading this. Well, I told him I was going to do it with him, right? Yeah, I told him I'm going to do it. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Now, listen while you're reading now. Surely, he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feather, and under his wing shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night. You online. Now, y'all get it to the people online? Well, where are my people at? They got it? Y'all got it? All right, let's go. All right. What our number? Voice five? Oh, we start all over. What voice am I in?
Five.
Five.
I shall not be afraid
for the terror by night,
nor for the arrow
that flies by day,
nor for the pestilence
that walketh in darkness,
nor for the destruction
that waits at noonday.
Now, listen to what you're saying. Now, listen to what you're saying. You're going to say this every day.
A thousand shall fall at my side,
and 10,000 in my right hand.
Listen to what you're about to say now. Listen to what you're about to say.
But it shall not come nigh me.
Only with mine eye
shall I behold
and see the reward
of the wicked.
Because
I've made the Lord,
which is my refuge,
even the Most High,
my habitation.
There shall no evil befall me,
neither shall any plague
come near my dwelling.
For he shall give his angel
charge over me
to keep me in all my ways.
They shall bear me up in their hand,
lest thou dash
my foot against a stone.
I shall tread upon the lion
and the adder,
the young lion
and the dragon.
Should I trample under my feet?
Because he said his love on me.
Therefore
will
I
deliver him.
I
will set
him on high.
Because
he hath known my name.
He shall call upon me.
And I will answer him.
I will be with him in trouble.
I will deliver him.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And honor him.
Here we go.
With long life
will I satisfy him
and show him my salvation.
All right, you had a confession now.
Make this confession. I'm energy.
I'm
strength.
I'm power.
I'm filled and thrilled with omnipotent life. I'm well and whole in every part of my body. The vitality of God permeates every fiber of my being. The grace and powers of the Lord Jesus Christ enfolds me. Oh, living Father, this thy holy temple, thou art making it a perfect dwelling place from which shall radiate thy healing love and wisdom to all mankind. Father, thou art glorifying me that I may glorify thee. Life abundant quickens me now. Love all-powerful heals me. God strong, pure life is now active in, ooh, my goodness, and through every cell in my body. His perfect image, ooh, Lord, of my every organ is now vitalized in me in perfect form by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Every cell in my body is vitalized and restored. I have come to you and I am healed. I will live in health all the days of my life. I am living a long, satisfied life in the name of Jesus. Give God praise. Give God praise. Hey. Take that home with you. You want to put it in your phone or on your iPad, whatever way. Y'all know how to do all that stuff. Keep it with you at all times. I got it in my phone, on my iPad, and my wife and I have been doing that a long time. Sit down a minute.